Now, of course, money ain't worth much nowadays, but in those days...
No, it did. You get two of them little tin cups that hold half a pint, you know, two of them for a nickel.
Oh, they did?
And of course, my mother couldn't hardly wait for one of my kids to get old enough to hold one of them cups to drink out of. Get them one of them little tin cups, you know, to drink out of.
Of course, now that'd be, you could get those two of those for a nickel.
Yeah.
Now, of course, two nickels would be worth...
It'd be a dime.
Uh-huh.
10 cents.
Yeah,
you know,
of course, now it's worth, what, a penny probably. Not much.
No, you can't get nothing for a dime now.
That's right.
There's a nickel either.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
You used to get a penny stick of candy, but you sure can't now.
That's right. I can remember when you could get penny candy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but not anymore.
Uh-huh.
And this next part's going to be about clothing. Now, what would you put on to go outside in the wintertime?
Coat or sweater.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. And in talking about a man's clothing, you'd say a matching coat and pants are a...
Suit.
And if it was one that you just bought it, and it wasn't, you'd say, well, that's not an old one, that's a...
New one.
And if it was a three-piece suit, it'd have...
Have a vest. And a coat and a pants.
Uh-huh. Now, what about, did you ever see any, what about the kind of pants that they'd make at home, kind of old-fashioned ones, like maybe your...
Jeans, you call them jeans.
Yeah, did they have, yeah. This grandmother that you were telling me about, and that, and your mother having a loom, now would they make the cloth and everything? And then they'd make those pants and things with...
They'd weave blankets, you know, for the beds and things.
Now, if a man had some pants that were kind of tight, and he put a whole bunch of things in the pocket, you'd say, "Oh, your pockets sure are
sticking out."
And would you ever say bulge out?
Yeah.
Would you say that for me?
Yeah.
Would you say, boy, your pocket sure were?
Bulging out.
Very good. Yeah. Now, if a shirt wasn't sanitized or something, and you washed it in hot water, you might say, oh, I hope it won't.
Go.
And you say, the one I washed yesterday.
Did.
And then you might say, lately it seems every one I washed has...
Get smaller.
And then you might say that, that if they're sanitized, though, they have never... When you buy one that's sanitized, it'll never...
Go up.
And, yeah, and you say, every one I've gotten that's sanitized has never...
Go dead.
And talking about a woman who likes to get in front of a mirror and look at herself all the time and fix up, you say, boy, she sure does like to
prim. Lord, my girls used to go in the door. Of course, we had four dressers, had to have so many because one couldn't. One dresser like that couldn't all
couldn't
get ready on Sunday
one.
Morning to go to church.
Yeah.
Before the dresser and fix her hair and be an hour fixing their hair.
that's pretty funny. Now, if a woman likes to put on fancy clothes, you say she sure does like to